One. This is the dream, isn't it? Last year you were urging the players to aim big. Now you've got to try and take down some of the big boys in Division One and test yourselves.
Start aiming bigger now, aren't we?
It is. I mean, you quite rightly said this time last year we're dreaming about promotion. The dreams have just got a little bit bigger now. The process will remain the same. We know that there's no easy games, and we're going to have to do them better and for longer periods of time, really. So we'll get stuck in.
Yeah, and is it Ryan saying you're not really looking at survival or anything like that? I mean, it's just game by game, but do you have targets?
Well, I mean, the dream would be to win, but I mean, as main objective, really, is just to make our presence felt at Division 1. I think if we do that, we'll be successful. Obviously, you know what I mean? You don't want to put all the pressure on people, so we've got to do it. But if we make our presence felt in Division 1, then I'll be happy, because it means that we play good cricket, being successful, we're moving forward.
Can counties of the size of Essex realistically win the championship still?
Why not?
Well, the resources stacked against you, I suppose, is the one answer. But the fans want to see championship wins. Essex haven't won the championship in a few years.
Yeah, you're going back to the sort of Fletcher days, really, aren't you? But it's why not? You know, I always encourage. I probably said this to you last year. I encourage and dream and dream big, but then you've got to have the courage to chase it. And it's our job to create an environment that they can do that. They can go out there and chase things down. You know what I mean? So we're all so excited about playing Division One. You know what I mean? Pitting themselves against the best teams in the country. So go out there and show skills.
Is there? Do you have a bit of an underdog mentality? Sort of. You look at Yorkshire won 2 titles in a row. Middlesex, the current champions. Warwickshire won it a few years before that. Test grounds, more bigger resources, and so on. But is there? Do you get spurred on to take down? You know, those big names.
Well, you want to, I mean, as Ryan's probably already said, you know, every game we'll view as a must-win game for ourselves. We'll go out there, take each game as it comes, and try and win. To me, it's great. We get to play at test grounds now. You know what I mean? So it's a great experience for the boys. You know, I mean, we'll look at it from a real positive slant. You know what I mean? Don't feel the pressure of going there. It's a case of, you know, how good is it to play in these arenas? You know what I mean? Some of the youngsters will be dreaming about playing for England at these arenas. So to me, you know what I mean, to get out there and stand in the middle of the round, you see, yeah, what an experience this is. It's brilliant. So to me, you know what I mean, it's part and parcel of the fun of being in Division One.
I mean, Essex have gone up, I think, 3 times and come back down 3 times. So to avoid that fate would be a significant achievement.
Well, as we said, you know what I mean, we're not thinking about that either. It's a case of let's go up there, just make its presence felt. And if we do that, we'll be all right.
Aaron, you've got some wickets to replace. You've got to find 100 odd wickets if you look at how Masters and Napier performed last year. Do you expect Neil Wagner to lead the attack, take a sort of burden in that regard, and then Mohammed Amir in the second half of the summer? I know there are other players coming through, but
you know what I mean. It's, I think expect is probably the wrong word. I mean, if you look at, I mean, JB Porter's got 50 wickets now in 2 years. You know what I mean? So he'll be out there leading from the front. Wagner coming off the back of a great test series for New Zealand, you know what I mean, he'll go out and take wickets for us and give us an extra dimension to his attack. We know he's aggressive, he's in your face, bowls loads of overs, he's exactly the type of character that we want within our bowling attack, to spur on Ports, Beard, Quinn, Dixon, all these guys, you know what I mean. It's put my experience in the middle of them, he's absolutely fantastic, they'll learn from him. And again, Simon Hammer's a test off spinner. I mean, he's played international cricket, so it's better drop him into the attack as well. And all the, you know, I mean, the benefits that he brings along with him, I think it'll stand us in good stead. It gives us an extra dimension.
Do you think spin will be a more significant factor? I mean, I think last year in Division 2, you didn't bowl much of it, probably didn't face too much of it, but in Division 1, people like Leach and Patel were leading the wicket charts last year. Yeah. So having Simon on board is...
Well, it was one of the, you know, I mean, you sit back and look and say, right, how's everybody played cricket? And quite rightly so, someone said turn. We're going to need a spinner, you know, and potentially Surrey's going to turn. They've got an abundance of spinning there, you know what I mean, their attack now as well. You know what I mean, you go Yorkshire, they've got spinners. You start looking around the country, you know what I mean, everybody's got spinners, so potentially it's going to turn. So we need somebody that we can fight fire with, and I think we've got a good one. So.
James Foster, Adam Wheater, any decision on who's going to keep wicket through the summer? Can you make a call like that?
No,
it must be a tough one.
Listen, we have got now, if you look at the squad, we've got a strong squad, especially in the batting department now, so there's going to be some tough decisions to make. But I honestly do believe as well that we're going to need every one of them at some point to come out and be at the best that they can be to help Essex, you know, to push forward and keep driving in all three competitions. I mean, we've spoken a lot here about Division 1 cricket. There's two other tournaments that we want to win as well. So everybody's going to have a role to play somewhere along the line. And we're going to have to come in and perform for us. So it really is a squad game, hence the strengthening.
And do you know in your own head for certain who you're going to put out on Friday, or is it still all up in the air?
There's still discussions going on.
So we can't read anything into the lineup that played against Durham this week.
I won't read anything into anything at the moment.
Although Alistair's ruled himself out.
That's the one thing you can take for certain. But there's some tough decisions.
So you don't have to leave someone out there, I suppose, at the top, because you've got Varun, you've got Nick, you've got Tom.
It's helped us with that one.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of tough decisions. Obviously, it's not going to be ending for everybody as well. And, you know, I mean, but it's like I say, it's going to be a team effort. It's just a squad effort. So.